Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, we're going to take you into the weekend here with some fun stuff in the 4 and the 5 o'clock hour. We have Jane hanging out. We have Sue, of course, and then there's the Hall of Famer.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you, Kenny Wallace. Ethan's going to join us here in just
a little bit
as well.
On the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, yeah.
Joyce has done
just
good work.
Trying to warm it up.
I'm telling you, he looks like, you know, you're our father Hall of Famer.
Sort of the Ward Cleaver of the room.
Jane,
I love it.
Yes. Fred was in, I don't know if you know this, but Fred was in Costa Rica last week. Have you been there?
I think I was there a very long time
ago. You think?
Ago.
You don't remember if you were in another country?
I've been on a lot of cruises.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I may have made a stop there. Was it awesome?
It was awesome. It was great.
You look tan. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Did you get a little sun, Fred?
No, I think it's high blood pressure.
Oh, wow.
It might be the temperature on the other side of the building because we've kind of reversed our temperatures. So we're warmer over here than the Camo X side, which is now freezing. And I'm fine with that, right, Sue?
We're totally in.
But yes. I thought it was funny. There was like an email that goes out from the boss today about the cold temperatures in the Camo X. I'm like, the hell? I've been dealing with that for 4 years.
Yeah. We wore mittens in July.
Yes, thank you, Jane. Yes. I'm like, wait a second.
We have blankets. We have a blanket storage cabinet.
We do.
We're the bastard stepchildren over here.
That's all right.
That's what I had to learn.
You know,
when
we're survivors. We're like Generation X of radio.
Yes. Hey, there was, I didn't know some of this. There was a thing that was in STL Today yesterday about people who live in St. Louis that you didn't know lived in St. Louis. Did you see that?
I read it.
Okay, so I didn't know that Alan Hunter, who I still listen to on Sirius XM because he's a host on some of the classic rock channels and stuff like that, and I guess he does it from right here in St. Louis. He was one of the legendary MTV jocks with Nina Blackwood and Mark Goodman and Martha Quinn.
Yeah.
But he lives here.
He lives in Webster.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you knew that though, right?
I did because he lives in the house that my BFF used to live in when she was a kid.
Oh, so you knew. That's cool.
So the reason he's here is, and this is the quote, well, I have a wife, Elizabeth, who is very smart and academic, who got a job as a professor in the drama department at Wash U. Her specialty is augmented reality and storytelling, and Wash U is the place to be. So he says, when she told me she found her dream job in St. Louis, I thought, but we just bought a home in Sonoma. And he said, why would we want to move to St. Louis? But they moved here in 2021, and he can still do his Sirius XM stuff. So that's great. I love that. Didn't know. A couple of these names I wasn't really familiar with. But, you know, you were asking yesterday a question. We're running some ads for Guns N' Roses. Not Guns N' Hoses. But they're coming back. And one of the guys who still lives here is Richie Fortus, who is an amazing guitarist. And he plays with Guns N' Roses and Slash. And he still lives here in St. Louis. But you were saying, because, I Axl's kind of fat right now. Why would you want to go see them? It was about 7 or 8 years ago, maybe even more than that. But I saw them at the Dome. And it was a great rock show. Kevin Wheeler and I went together. But part of it was because Richie Forrest is an incredible, incredible guitar player. So he was one of... Phyllis Smith was another person.
She's
a Hollywood actress. She was on, of course, The Office and a lot of other movies. She did the movie Inside Out. She came in the studio in 2015 for Inside Out. You remember that, Fred?
Yeah,
she was one of the characters. She was Sadness, if I'm not mistaken.
Aww.
So she still lives here. So I thought that that was interesting.
You know, I've got a... Axl Rose story, Guns N' Roses story that I just found out this week. Mark Cox earlier this week had St. Louis County Councilman Mike Archer in studio.
Yes.
And did the whole interview, and he was great. We had him on the week before.
Right.
And when Mike Archer was leaving the studio, he was talking to Mark Cox. He said, hey, you know, I was one of the prosecutors in the Guns N' Roses case.
Yes, he was.
With McCullough.
Well,
with,
it's with McCullough's
Bob,
office,
right?
But he was probably assistant
he
on
was
it.
A guy.
Yeah. Mike's a great guy. I've known him
so,
for
you know, Bob
25
came,
years.
You remember this, Fred, and I wish I could recount the story. I think we may have even played
that's
it.
Right.
But
yeah.
When I did, we used to do these Camo X profiles, which were just longer segments. It was a way for the, you know, the bosses at Camo X to get us to do more work and pay us the same amount of money. It was brilliant on their part. But I actually liked doing them because it was...
It'd be interesting,
well,
wouldn't it?
Yeah. What was nice was, let's face it, with commercial radio, we have these things called commercials. But on the profiles, I was able to do like a longer length. When we aired them, we still had commercials. But we did a lot of interesting ones, and they were a lot of fun to do. But I brought this up because why? What we were just talking about, this is where my brain goes.
Bob McCullough.
Right. So McCullough did one, and he told... Thank you, Fred. My God, my brain. I'm serious.
Been there.
He told the story of how, you know, he tracked down Axl Rose eventually because they kind of had a...
Oh, I bet.
And it's and I
a
can't tell the story.
Story.
I can't do it justice. But this, for people who don't know, there was a bit of a riot at what we still call Riverport, which is Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
It's and, better Riverport.
But then, you know, then Axl wore a shirt after that that said St. Louis sucks and all this stuff. So he hasn't exactly had a love affair with St. Louis, but they're coming back
again. But we kind of love the brawl.
Yeah.
I kind of do. It's like, dude, come back. Yeah, come try trash talking us. Come on.
So
come on
I don't know if you know this name because you're an attorney, but I had a dear friend in high school I've lost touch with. Her name was Leslie Short at Parkway West. Her father, Barry, was an attorney,
and he was Axel's
attorney at the time, though,
which
I thought
was funny.
Yeah,
he was a
former
U.S. attorney and then went into private practice.
Interesting.
So, yeah, he probably represented. He's a great lawyer.
Yeah, I think he passed away a while back, but that's that was interesting.
You know what? If you ever go on YouTube, go to a channel called Factinate.
Factinate.
And it is all these profiles of, I mean, all kinds of people. I mean, I watched a few, like just, you know, they're about 30 minutes, but it does a deep dive on people,
you mean
that,
people
that you actually
St. Louis?
Care about. No,
oh,
just
okay.
Everywhere. And I have learned so much about so many people, from actors to business people to, and they do all these great stories about, and they deep dive on these people.
Little
and
vignettes.
Learn a lot about them.
And what are they, what's it called?
Factinate.
Okay.
Factinate.
How do you
By
spell
the
it?
Way, probably just tell you.
Yeah.
Say it.
Factinate.
Okay. Frank Gehry passed away. The famed architect, just found out about it just 2 hours ago. He was 96.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yep.
We're going to talk movies with Paul Hall. Let me bring up one topic here because I had so much hope yesterday. I clicked on a story. I'm going through Twitter, and this was before my show yesterday, and I follow The Hollywood Reporter. I still, you know, follow a lot of the Hollywood trades because I used to do a lot of work out there, and there was a guest column from The Hollywood Reporter they put on an X, and it said, I wrote Dude, Where's My Car 25 years ago. It would never be made today. And it says, in 2000, the author was, oh, just had an ad that got pulled up, was a young screenwriter writing broad, crude humor to sell into a marketplace that valued it. Then offers dried up. Today, he's quit Hollywood to become a therapist. So this guy's name is Phil Stark, and he goes on, and the column was really, really good. And here's what I thought was going to happen. I thought he was going to say, Hollywood has become too woke, and you can't make funny jokes anymore. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh,
I was
no.
so wrong. Because what happened was, is I go through, and quite candidly, the story of how, you know, that movie, Dude, Where's My Car, became a film is really fascinating. And he kind of covers that in the first part of the column. So I'm absorbed and I'm reaching, you know, reading into this. And, you know, Ashton Kutcher was a known name at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sean William Scott might have been a little bit better known. But so he goes on and he writes about a lot of people didn't think Ashton was going to be the right guy for that. This is a guy that also worked on, you know, That 70s Show. So he goes on and I'm like really compelled and I'm reading this. I'm like, this is kind of interesting. And then he basically says, What made me cringe is how 25 years later, some of the comedy feels so dated, even offensive. Sure, the tone is light and silly, and the humor comes largely from the charming and stony performances of Ashton and Sean, but there's plenty of humor that plays at the expense of transgender people, ethnic minorities, women, gay men, religious cults, and Fabio. Did it feel this cringy 25 years ago? I don't think so. Well, no, because it was 25 years ago. But you have to apologize for making people laugh and making a movie in a different era in which we're always constantly evolving. I was so disappointed. I went on Twitter and, you know, he had blasted it on his site, which has like 300 followers. There's not many people. I said, this was a great read until you had to purge your soul to the woke gods, because that's basically what he did. But again, the first part of the column was pretty decent. Just lost me at the end. We're coming back. We got Sue's News on a Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Friday afternoon, little sunshine as the sun begins to go down. We got a cold weekend in front of us, some pretty good football to watch, and some conference championships and NFL. Big Packers-Bears game. Frank Cusimano will preview the sports weekend coming up here in just a little bit. We have Paul Hall on entertainment at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, are you ready for a Friday edition of Sue's News? Here we go.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's National Faux Fur Day. So you can bring out your faux fur. Fred, did Joyce pick you anything out in the faux fur category?
I've never
category?
Got a faux fur. I got a dickie once, but never a faux fur.
A dickie. The layers of the onion,
mean, that's right?
They continue.
Yeah.
Did you wear it?
No.
Sorry about that,
she
Joyce.
Tried. She tried.
She did try. And here's something I've never heard of. It's National Bathtub Party Day. Huh?
Okay, excuse me.
Hello.
That implies that Jane. There's at least more than two people.
Bathtub Party Day. Yes, it does. Well, we hope. Bathtub Party Day encourages us all to skip the ordinary shower and linger in the tub instead. And add some suds to the tub and pamper yourself.
Okay, so they're implying it's one person.
You could be one person, or you could throw the kids in, or the... And to have them have a bath,
you could throw your dogs in.
Yes, you could. Yeah, if you're crazy. Yeah. If you're completely insane.
Do you give your bulldogs baths on your own?
Yes.
Okay.
But I do take them to the spa as well. Michael has taken over. Now we have a shower where they can walk in, and we got a spray thing because
it
used to
beautiful.
Be in the
brilliant.
Tub.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that
and
was brutal.
Well, I was
going
to ask how you would even lift them up.
Well, I have to... It's not pretty.
Do they like the baths or do they not?
Oh, we don't care for it, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. My girl doesn't care for it.
Max is not crazy about it either.
I actually bathe her and I cut
do the nails.
Jane,
yeah.
I met your dog. You could put it in the dishwasher. It's like a hamster. What are you talking
How
about?
Do you say that? She's 13 pounds. But it's not easy to get the buzzers on her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I might have to put on X a photo of one of the bulldogs for their Christmas photos.
The Christmas photos are extraordinary.
I'll do it.
You need to put more than one and make
sure
you tag me because I want to retweet it. They're awesome.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, on this day in history, 171 years ago, I just find this amazing because it's 1854, and a man named Aaron Allen has been going to the theater, and he's thinking, we can't, you know, you have to drag chairs in, you've got to get them from all over. He finally patented the folding theater chair, where your seat comes down and it goes back up. That is officially 171 years old today. Could you imagine the clatter that it would have taken all those years ago to haul everything in there?
Yeah,
and he
out.
Just said, nope.
It would have been like going to every grade school performance in the gym.
Amen.
And that brings us to it's music, I guess.
Oh, okay.
61 years ago today in 1964, I play this every year, this song hit number one.
If this doesn't tell you times have changed.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burns, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Yeah. Ringo. And this was, Ponderosa or Bonanza? I can never remember. Lauren Green, right?
That's a good question. It is Lauren Green. Was he Bonanza or Ponderosa?
I thought he was Bonanza.
I'm going to say Bonanza.
Bonanza?
Look it up here. He was a Canadian actor. Did you know that?
I didn't.
That's
Bonanza.
Yeah.
Bonanza.
I don't know why I knew that.
He was in Battlestar Galactica, too.
Oh, wow. I do remember him in the outfit, now that you say that. Yeah, this is Lauren Green, who hit number one with this fabulous tune 61 years ago today in 1964.
I'm going to play this to my daughter tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to say, Alexa, I'm going to expose you to a little music from the 1960s.
Oh, no, 61 years ago.
Yes.
And listen, there's a whole dry intro before you even get to the music of him talking about westerns and shooting people. And I skipped to the chase.
You know, Mark, that's going to be on your Spotify list.
It might be.
If you play it too much.
It might be.
Okay, by the way, my Spotify list says, I listen like an 82-year-old person because I've been in a Frank Sinatra phase.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, thank you, Jay.
And then you can downshift into Dino.
Yes. Thank
you. There you go.
Okay.
I'm going to do my. I don't do Spotify. I do Tidal. But since the list came out for everyone this week, I'm going to do mine in the 5 o'clock hour. We have Jeff Faulkner coming in, who is a great local musician. And he's got the ELO tribute band, Mr. Blue Sky. So I'm going to do it with Jeff just to see.
Good.
And these are songs that most people probably won't be familiar with. They're alternative rock songs. But I'll have a little fun with that in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
My age group was 24.
Yeah, I know. You've gone young. I've gone old.
Wow.
Listen, Frank has re-released, or they have, I guess he's no longer with us, Wee Small Hours of the Morning on vinyl, and it is outstanding.
I love that song. I love it. And who else did it? It was also...
Oh, someone else probably did. I don't know.
Bette Midler may have done it in what's the one where, Beaches.
Okay.
I think. I have to think about
She did what in Beaches?
Wee Small Hours?
Oh. Wee Small Hours of the Morning.
Okay. I prefer Frank. It's Young Frank.
Young Frank.
And here's what I don't prefer.
Pruning.
Yeah. The movie Beaches.
Well, it is kind of a chick film.
We know
All right.
that you have no feelings.
Mark and I are going to play you a trailer. Jane and Fred, but you'll get it immediately. This movie came out in 1984 on this day in history.
Eddie Murphy is a Detroit cop.
Beverly Hills Cop, yeah.
Listen.
His laugh. Vacation in Beverly Hills.
I just got off the phone with Inspector Todd in Detroit. He says if you're out here investigating the Tandino murder, you needn't bother coming back.
That's such a great movie. And, you know, I did.
Really
I rewatched
is.
Both of them about a year and a half ago when that Axel F movie came out, which is also very
it
good.
It was really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so those movies hold up from the 80s. They really do. But Jane said that she saw the Eddie Murphy documentary and you didn't like it.
Did you like it? I did.
It's not the world's best documentary.
Thank you. It's not informative.
But it's fun to see Eddie in all the phases. I just love him. That's
yeah.
part
oh,
of
no,
it.
I do too. Yes. And I get the feeling he's far shyer.
Yes,
and,
he
and
is.
So that was probably the only thing I learned. In the, but I like to know all the stories.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth watching.
You know what was fun? It was when they talk about his stepfather and how influential he
yes.
was and how when he was doing that bit about him in Delirious, his stepfather was like, do I really sound like that? And
yeah.
quit drinking.
And he stopped drinking.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so
that had an impact.
It yeah. surely did. All right, that was 41 years ago today. All right, a new poll has asked people how often they listen to music. Now, I feel like I have a songworm in my head going at all times. But this one, the question was, how often do you listen? 1 in 4 people said they are always listening to music. Mark, is that you?
Well, when you say always listening to music, I mean, I listen to music daily. When I'm not in here, I listen to music all the time.
That's
yes.
what they say. 23% said they've got music on, quote, almost all the time. That includes 36% of young people. They've just got it on all the time.
Well, you know, a lot of that is because these kids have the earbuds in, I think.
Yeah, oh, some that's of it. Probably
but
true.
I, you know, when I this morning, Fridays are a little different because we have the roundtable. I'm usually monitoring Fox a little bit more harder, but I had some stuff to do in the house, so I put the Sonos system on and John Mayer's station. Tomorrow I'll do the same thing, so I do listen to a lot of music.
Well, as an 82-year-old, I do not. not
you,
as much.
By the way, when you say that, because I have a different, I do use Spotify, but not as much, they actually give you like an age designation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
very funny.
Uh-huh. It is kind of
what
funny.
What was your favorite genre? Did you notice that?
Oh, I didn't look.
Mine was honky-tonk.
nice.
Really?
Oh,
so many, so many layers
onion.
To Fred, right?
I mean, there yeah. just is so many layers to Fred.
Well, Fred, that's you kind of need some faux fur. If you're going to go to the honky-tonk,
right.
you ought to get
I
a little something.
With that.
All right, as you may have known, the original Wizard of Oz was a flop when it first opened in 1939. It lost $1.1 million during its initial run. Flash forward to 2025, and it's making $2 million a day
yeah.
at the Sphere
the
in
Sphere.
Vegas.
And they just extended it.
You
they're
know
killing
what?
It with
I would
that.
So do, I mean, I'm sure they're charging like $800, but I would love to see it. I
right?
really would.
They say that's because people are paying between $119 for nosebleeds and $377 yeah. for the front section.
I mean, you can't even breathe in there for under $100.
No,
does
you
it make
can't.
A difference where you sit?
Absolutely,
absolutely.
It does.
Oh, because yeah. some people, like yeah. if you have motion sickness, like there is
Ooh.
Certain places you should
look. I sat in what were called the director's seats because they have the Sphere movie that they play as well, and I was up and in the middle, and I was so disoriented. It was like being at the top of Arrowhead Stadium
Whoa.
In one of those seats that are very, very narrow. So I've been down below. I've been to Sphere twice. So I've been down below and I've been way up in kind of in the middle, not
up.
All way high, but it's sometimes you have to look away from the screen. It's just overwhelming. Now, not everyone's going to have the same reaction, but there's a lot going on.
I think it does. I think, yeah, people have told me that it does matter where you sit.
Yeah, because when I saw you too, I was underneath the balcony, if you want to call it the balcony, so I couldn't see to the top of the Sphere. So it does make a difference.
Well, they say that they've got a 4D experience, multi-sensory effects. They've got shaking seats, high velocity wind, atmospheric fog, fire effects, falling leaves, flying butterflies, and even fake apples and flying monkey props.
That's what makes
I
this
was
unique.
Just
going to
say,
good.
Imagine
yeah.
the flying monkeys.
Yeah, I could not handle
but
that.
That's
now
what
either.
Makes that, because you don't have that with the concerts, and even with the Darren Aronofsky movie that I mentioned, it's
not
there's no feeling or wind or anything like that. You do have the film. I didn't think there was wind. Maybe there wasn't that one, but they can do that.
They can
make things happen with, you know, feelings and rain. So a lot of us questioned the finances of Sphere and how they'd make their money back. But these movies, they said
this
it from the beginning.
It.
They said it was going to be movies. And I'm like, what? Well, now it makes a lot more sense.
It's going to, yeah, I bet it's very cool.
In pet news, a study found that cats learn to meow louder at men than women because guys aren't great listeners. People, I can't make this stuff up.
We knew cats were smart.
That's just science, right?
I mean, it's just science.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Irrefutable.
Women are also more likely to pick up on subtle body language cues and make meowing less necessary. Men, huh?
Right. No, you have to scratch their face. Yeah.
Right.
I take offense to that.
I don't know why.
And it's science.
In space news, exactly, Russia can't send people to space for a while after their latest blastoff destroyed their only launch pad. And Blue Origin announced their next tourism launch, which will include the first person in a wheelchair to ever go to space. And in Mars news, we found lightning on Mars for the very first time. And a study found time passes slightly faster on Mars than on Earth.
Wow.
It's just 477 millionths of a second faster, but it depends on orbit. Einstein said time dilation over a century ago, and basically gravity bends time, and he was right. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. North Korea bought 1,000 Volvos from Sweden in 1974, and they still haven't paid for them. The total amount they owe now is up to around $400 million with interest.
Wow.
Now that is random.
Are they still driving the Volvos? Yeah.
I don't know. Probably they could.
Back with Paul Hall after Fox Business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's do a little entertainment here with Mr. Paul Hall. We're going to start with a movie called Eternity.
You've passed away, Larry.
Who are you?
I'm Anna. I'm your afterlife coordinator.
That's not a job.
And this is The Junction, where you choose one place to spend eternity.
Larry!
What do you mean, Larry? We were together a week ago.
Well, a lot has happened in a week. You died, I died, I just been reunited with both of my dead husbands, and I have to pick where to spend eternity.
This is a theatrical release, Paul Hall from Common Guy Films. How are you this afternoon? Tell us about this one.
I'm good. One of the films that got a nomination in the comedy category for the Critics' Choice Awards, which we announced today. You can see it at commonguy.com, but this is a tale of what happens when you die? Where do you go? And in this case, they say you go to this area that looks like a big shopping mall where every world to spend eternity has pitchmen to tell you, you know, why you want to spend eternity in Donut World, for instance. You know, why we have the best donuts around, because you've got to spend the rest of your life there. So when one man dies, played by Miles Teller, he goes and he's got to wait for his wife. He doesn't know when she'll arrive. finds out that her first husband, 50 years earlier, who passed away in war, is still pining for her. And he's there as well. Now she's going to have to pick. Imagine that. You get to eternity, and that first love and that last love are both facing off for you. It's funny because of the way they handle the selection of what eternity is and where you're going to end up. It works because of the actors that are involved in this. Miles Teller and Elizabeth Olsen are your two main headliners alongside Callum Turner. And those characters make this unique and an interesting and a fun ride that's different than most everything you're going to find out there right now in theaters. Of course, it's kind of getting swamped with a number of different titles that are out there. But I can tell you, this is one of those titles that having someone who recently passed in my life, you kind of wonder,
yeah,
what are they doing these days? You know, so it's kind of interesting. It fits the holidays season. Eternity is still in theaters, but probably fading fast, unfortunately.
Yeah, because all the competition out there. We never got to talk about, I just asked Jane this question because we were off last week, and I think I did talk about it before you had ever seen it, but did you go and see Wicked? Had you caught the second Wicked or not?
Yeah, it's you know, I finally got a chance to catch up with it as we were getting ready to do our ballots here, and it's okay. I don't think it's the blockbuster that first film was. By any means. I know people who think very differently from me, and I know people are head over heels. I mean,
now, Jane, you said you know some people thought it was better than the first one, right?
Yeah, I mean, which you know, I think is definitely a minority, but people, I mean, but there are those people.
Yeah,
You gotta know this, though. I mean, Jane's wrong about being Eddie, so, you know, who knows what she's right about?
Really? So did you love the Eddie Murphy one?
I did. Okay. I just love going back with him and seeing all about his life. So I can't help you're wrong. It's okay. You're right a lot of times. Not
yeah,
that one.
I just
so
yeah,
let me run down.
I would know more about
him. I used to vote in these, and you know, for the last 2 years, I have been a non-active member of the Critics' Choice. I've kind of moved on. But here are the Best Picture nominees, many of which I have not heard of: Begonia, Frankenstein, which is on Netflix, Hamnet, which I think also maybe opens this weekend.
It opens today.
What is Jay Kelly? What's that?
Jay Kelly's George Clooney and Adam Sandler, and the story of how the movies control Clooney plays an actor and how the movies have always controlled his life. Everything he remembers about his life, he was acting and doing it. This is a film that I think is better for those of us that are in the industry or around the industry than for the general public. It kind of did a theatrical stint. It ended, you'll still find it in a couple theaters, but it's on Netflix as of today for you to check.
Oh, wow.
I like it a lot. I just don't I don't think people outside of the movie biz are going to see it necessarily through the same eyes.
So the other nominees in the Critics' Choice is 10, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another. I've heard that's relatively good. Sentimental
really good.
Value. Sinners, which I've heard mixed of, but that got 17 nominations. Train Dreams. What's that one? I've never heard of that.
That one's over on Netflix right now, too. That one premiered on Netflix, I think it was last week or the week before. You know, you go away for Thanksgiving, you miss some things. Train Dreams, it's the tale of a man who is part of that original building of the train system and kind of living out and in the wilderness to kind of build America and build America out. It's an absolutely gorgeous film to look at. Netflix is where you can find it now, and it's definitely a very good movie. It's very slow, and not everyone's going to find themselves getting into it, but I did enjoy it quite a bit.
The other nominee for Best Picture that I skipped was Wicked for Good, but I guess you guys snubbed what's her name, Cynthia Erivo, right?
You know, I didn't look that deep on the noms. I posted them, and I didn't look that close. It's one of those things where not everything can ever make it through. And I think we did a lot of noms on the Sinners ballot. I don't question folks because everybody's got their own opinions. I don't know that it should have gone that deep there. I'm a little disappointed we did a little snubbing of the movie F1, which I really love. I really like Wake Up Dead Man, which is in theaters right now. The Rian Johnson, kind of the third Glass Onion movie, if you're a fan of those type of Benoit Blanc, Daniel Craig films, that's in theaters now, and believe it or not, that's on Netflix next week. So we'll talk more about it next week for sure. So there's so many titles in here. Marty, Supreme is a decent ping pong movie. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks.
I've never heard anything described as a decent ping pong movie. That's unique, Paul.
Ping pong. It's the infancy of ping pong.
I love it. Look, I got one of the best Christmases ever was when I got a ping pong table from Santa, and I would play.
That's awesome.
I would play with it. You know how you could kind of lift it up and you just play. This will sound dirty with yourself, but you know I would envision that I was in these ping pong tournaments, and I just loved it. I mean, that was a big game when we were kids, right?
We still have tournaments.
Do you? I love it. It's a fun game, for sure. I didn't know that was a ping pong themed movie. All right, anything else you wanted to talk about? You want to talk about some streaming releases as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did want to mention Oh What Fun. And you may have watched the football game last night over on Prime. Prime has launched Oh What Fun, brand new, straight to them. The thing about it I like is the fact that one of my favorite actresses of all time happens to be in this movie, and I haven't seen her around in a while, and that's Michelle Pfeiffer in the lead role. She plays an overwhelmed mom at Christmas. Go figure. We've seen this, right? I mean, as far as what it is, it's kind of a cheesy movie, but the cast here makes it fun. And anyone who's had a mom, that's most of us, or spent Christmas with an overwhelmed mom, or kind of any mom who's been kind of short-shrifted, shall we say, when it comes to everything's about the dad and the Santa, and Santa brings everything and mom has nothing to do with it ever, you kind of relate to Michelle Pfeiffer here.
As I say to my family, oh yeah, Christmas just happens.
It just happens.
Miracle.
You will definitely relate to this,
there
Jane.
I tell you, it's
a wonderful hour and a half of just fun. Is this a great movie? It is not. There's no question about it. But when you're looking for that holiday title that's a little different with some big-name stars, including Felicity Jones, Chloe Grace Moretz, Jason Schwartzman, and Dominic Sessa, among others, you will have a good time with Oh What Fun. Direct to Prime. It started, I believe, last night.
So that movie has Dennis Leary in it as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to mention, because I always mention this at this time of year, it's really one of the forgotten, brilliant Christmas movies. It's a dark comedy called The Ref. Have you guys seen that? Jane, have you ever seen The Ref?
I don't think I've heard of it.
Dennis Leary plays a cat burglar, if you will, and he tries to break into a house, and Kevin Spacey is the husband, and I can't remember who the wife is, but they just hate each other. And Dennis Leary falls into the situation where he's robbing these people that just can't stand one another, and they're driving him crazy. It's very, very funny. It's only about an hour and a half movie. Came out in 1994, but I would recommend that. Now, let me tell you what I did, and I was going to recommend this to Jane, and I told her about it earlier, Paul, but this was really fun for me, and I think it would be fun for other people to do as well. We've talked for weeks about the John Candy documentary, and I hadn't seen it last weekend, but I decided to put on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and it was just amazing. The movie held up. I had forgotten how serious parts of that movie were, you know, and how dramatic, like the scene in the hotel room with John Candy and Steve Martin. But what I did after that is I paired it immediately after I watched Planes, Trains, and I hadn't watched it in probably 25 years, if I had to guess. Then I watched the documentary, which is called John Candy, I Like Me, which is a move that's a line from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when he's having that argument with Steve Martin. Then, so that's my recommendation. Watch Planes, Trains, and watch the documentary. But I want to step further. You know what else I watched this week? And it held up? Splash.
Oh, I love that held up.
That's awesome.
They have Tom Hanks featured in the documentary. His son, Colin, directs the documentary. And I think that I was thinking, is Splash going to be funny? Is that going to hold up? It did. And mainly because a young Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah were just outstanding. And John Candy had a big, you know, role in that film as well. So there's my streaming recommendations, if you will. Jane, you got anything? You watch everything.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think of I've watched so much lately. I always forget. I should have a list when I come.
I had a listener that said that they, I guess, on NBC, they played an episode of All Her Fault, which is on Peacock.
I watched that.
And I've heard that that's really,
Binge
really good.
And
have you tried Stranger Things yet or not?
Yes.
And?
And I watched the first episode is stupid.
Okay.
That's what we were thinking.
But it was kind of weird. It was almost like they didn't know how to write for the kids that they got older. But then the rest of the episodes.
Okay. Are you done with it?
Almost.
Okay. Man, the amount of time you have in your hands, I don't know.
No,
you like Trump and you don't sleep?
I don't sleep.
She does not sleep.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
It's simple, commonguy.com. I'll leave you with this. Just announced this week, one of our favorite Bassos comes back February 19th. Night Agent Season 3 hits Netflix.
Gabe Basso, St. Louis guy. That's awesome to hear. He's had a lot of success with that as well. And wait, there was one other thing I was going to tell you. Now I completely forgot, so I'll have to save that. You have a great week. We'll talk next Friday.
You take care.
All right, we'll see you. We have a very rare Friday appearance by Mr. Brian Kilmeade coming up after the top of the hour. We'll cover a bunch of stories, get a preview of his show that airs on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. Every Friday and Monday at this time, we visit with Frank Cusimano from Channel 5. Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Great to be with you.
Where do we start? Hey, I saw there was a major, major Cardinals acquisition today. This is huge. Probably season-changing, if I'm not mistaken, right? We got this guy, Zach Kent, off of waivers from Cleveland. It's gonna change everything next year.
Give a ring. Get the sizes for the rings now.
What that will do for season ticket sales will be insane.
But in fairness, look, what we're looking at is, and we're finding this is not just a little tiny rebuild. This is a total rebuild, and that's probably good. I think that's what is needed right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, the winter meetings start on Sunday in Orlando, Florida, and I would not be shocked that at the end of the winter meetings, if, you know, Nolan Arenado is not on the team, if Brendan Donovan is not on the team. And you know what? I think there's been a little bit of movement and a little bit of momentum for Wilson Contreras,
yeah,
you know, possibly being moved. So, but look, you don't want to do like half of a facelift. You want to do the full facelift. And just anybody you have marketable that can make your team great down the road, then you do it.
I agree.
Frank, what does this tell you about, I guess, starting with the Sonny Gray trade? I know we talked about that earlier in the week, but based off of the aggressiveness, being able to attach the $20 million with it to get those better prospects, what does that tell you about just the direction in which the club is wanting to go in, how ownership is handling all this? What are your takeaways from the start of the offseason?
Well, I think it's this, is that we know that because the Cardinals have been good for a long time, we haven't had the chance to draft early. So that's one thing that we've had a problem with. The other thing is we haven't drafted that well. So now, you know, you put in that extra money and get a flame-throwing, 100-mile-per-hour throwing left-handed pitcher from Boston who could be a really good pitcher in your rotation for the next couple of years. So it's replenish the farm system, the farm system that used to be so great that has been so mediocre lately. I mean, I think that's the message here.
Were you at the soccer stadium for the World Cup party today, by any chance?
I was not.
Any thoughts on the announcement of the brackets and everything? Soccer is not my world, so I defer to others when it comes to the World Cup and all these things.
Yeah, it's not my world either, so I wish I could comment on it.
Yeah, but that's okay. I don't care that you don't. I just wanted to bring it up just to check off the box. Not a problem. How about the Blues as we head into the weekend?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's Frank's world.
Yeah, and it's a sad world as we speak. You know, Mark, I thought last night was the night that, hey, I think there's something good going to happen because Boston was without their three best players. Jim Montgomery was coming home to Boston. You know he wants to win there in a place he was fired. And you had Jordan Binnington playing the next game after he was yanked out in an embarrassing way on Monday night. Instead, you get drilled again. You know what's wild is on Monday night, Mark and Ethan, the Missouri Athletic Club is going to honor Jordan Binnington as their Sports Personality of the Year.
Jack Buck
and
Awards.
They made the and they made the decision, you know, before the season, and it was a great decision. It always is at the MAC because hey, Jordan Binnington was awesome in the Four Nations Faceoff. He led the Blues to the playoffs last year. But now Jordan Binnington is having the worst season of his career. You can look it up, goals against, save percentage, and on Monday night he's going to be honored as a Sports Personality of the Year. And the bottom line is with the Blues, there's no end in sight. It's not like anybody's going to feel sorry for you. Oh, you've lost a few games in a row. No, they're going to keep laying the hammer down. I looked at the standings today. How about this? There's only one team in the National Hockey League without 10 victories, and that's the St. Louis Blues.
Wow.
I saw a quote, I believe it was Jeremy Rutherford, maybe it was Matthew DeFranks, one of the two was talking about questions asked last night to Monty in the post game, and effort got brought up again. Why the heck with this team is effort an issue, Frank? It just, I don't, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's baffling. I think too, with this team, the talent level, you know, now that they've lost, you know, three key players to injuries, you could have a good effort, but you're just not going to be very good. And if your goalie can't stop the puck, you're just not going to win games. So it's shocking. It's depressing. It's really brutal.
So this is a fascinating story that I'm going to bring up. And Frank, I don't know if you've seen it yet. Have you seen the story about Georgia seeking damages for the transfer that went to Mizzou, Damon Wilson?
I have not.
Okay, this is I think just breaking here a couple hours ago, but this is could really be interesting with the landscape that exists out right now. It says Georgia's athletic department is headed to court to try to obtain $390,000 in damages from former standout defensive end who transferred from the school after his sophomore season. The Bulldogs have asked a judge to force former defensive end Damon Wilson, currently top pass rusher on Missouri's defensive line, to enter into arbitration to settle a clause in his former contract that serves effectively as a buyout fee for exiting his deal early. So he played there as a freshman, a sophomore, and then he transferred to Missouri. We're going to have more and more cases like this. Now, Bogdan Susan, who is an attorney that I know from like decades ago, who's representing the athlete here, says after all the facts come out, people will be shocked to see how the University of Georgia treated a student athlete. Well, lawyers always say that, but this could be one of those precedent-setting cases with NIL that I think a lot of people are going to keep an eye on.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And, you know, the interesting thing is that Coach Drink has been a big advocate of these two-year deals. So normally we think one-year deal NIL, but, yeah, Mark, this is just the tip of the iceberg with lawsuits like that.
But listen to the, you know, because everybody's curious, how much are these kids making? Like, how much are kids making in the CFP, you know, in the playoff? In this particular case, he had a 14-month contract with Georgia that was worth $500,000, monthly payments of $30,000 with two additional $40,000 bonus payments that would be paid shortly after the transfer portal window closed. So that's for a guy that's just on the defense at Georgia, right? I mean, this is incredible money for these collegiate players.
Yeah, and it's by position. He's an edge rusher, so he'll make a little more than, say, a right guard. But yeah, that number does not surprise me, no.
Okay, Frank, the first time that the college football playoff ranking came out several weeks ago, I asked you going in, what is the thing you're keeping the closest eye on? And you talked about Notre Dame and Miami and what the ranking, how the committee's going to view those two. Well, it's been the most controversial thing all, I guess, and since the first ranking came out. And here we are. We're a couple of days away. Both of those teams do not play this weekend.
And Miami's going to get screwed.
Do you think it's set? Do you think it's settled? Or do you think there's still a path?
Yeah, I know. I think if BYU wins, Notre Dame would be out. If BYU loses, then it comes down to Miami and Notre Dame, and I don't know how they could say that Notre Dame's going
to
get in.
If I had to bet
a milkshake, I would bet Miami right now because they're going to go head-to-head, and Miami deserves to be there.
That'll be interesting. I think there's always going to be controversy. Now, how far, if you had to guess, how far are we away from a 24 team playoff? Because you get a figure it's going to happen in a couple of years.
Well, I think 16 is the one that makes the most sense. Get
next
rid of the
league,
buys,
yeah.
Have 16. Yeah, that's going to happen first. Yeah.
All right. Hey, what's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, the second greatest quarterback in St. Louis professional football history, Jim Hart, is going to be in studio. He's going to be honored at the Missouri Athletic Club. He's a guy I grew up idolizing. I am so excited about the interview. And then we're going to have Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin also in studio as they're great. Also being honored. What a play-by-play team they are.
Jim Hart went to Niles West, where I used to grow up. That's where my mom and my aunts went, Niles West, in suburban Morton Grove, Illinois, or Niles. They were kind of right next to one another. Frank, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you. And you're going to the Jack Buck Awards, I'm sure. We'll preview that on Monday, right?
Sounds great.
All right,
yep.
That's always a great event. I was there last year. And Ethan, have you been to one of those?
I have not.
They're really cool. You know, you have Jordan will be up there, but they also have different, you know, honorees that'll be up on the table. And it's a really, really special night at the MAC. Jane, you have a great weekend.
I will.
Go stream some television. We'll talk next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.